عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، all praises due to Allah. We learn and beseech yourself and in Him we seek forgiveness, and we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischievousness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whomever Allah guides, no one will be able to lead him astray. And whomever Allah leads to be left astray, no one will be able to guide him. And I bear witness that there's nothing worthy of worship as a deed except for Allah. He's alone, he has no partners. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. All you who believe, fear Allah with the fear that is due to him, and do not die except as Muslims. All human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that one soul is mate. And from them, the two of them, countless men and women spread abroad in multitudes. Remember the wombs that bore you, and keep the relations of family ties among you, for surely Allah is a raqib, or watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. Allah will repair all of your affairs for you, and forgive you of all of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have achieved the greatest of success in this life and the next. As to what proceeds, surely the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance in the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters in al-Islam, but surely every newly invented matter in al-Islam is an innovation. And every innovation is a going astray, and of your strays in the hellfire. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma qal, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, بني الإسلام على خمس، على أن يوحد الله وإقامة الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وحج البيت وصوم رمضان. وفي رواية وصوم رمضان والحج. On the story of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنهما, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he said, I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that Islam is built upon five. Islam is built upon five, meaning five pillars. The first one is to single out Allah in worship. The tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worshipping Allah as one and unique Lord and God of the universe. The second is to establish the salah. The third is to pay the zakah. The fourth is Hajj, and the fifth is fasting in the month of Ramadan, and in the other narration, fasting in Ramadan and then Hajj pilgrimage to the base, to the house. And this hadith is collected by Imam Muslim. Every single thing that we have in Islam has pillars. There's not one act in Islam, including Islam itself, as we've seen from this narration, that has pillars. And everything in this universe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created has its opposite. And if you want to know something, the scholars of Islam say, وَبِدِدِّهَا يَتَبَيَّنُ الْأَشْيَاءِ. By knowing the opposite of something, the clarity of that thing that you wish to know will become clear. It will become obvious. All of the Muslims worldwide, those who are religious in their activities towards with Islam, and those who are non-religious, they all know that there are five pillars of Islam. But most Muslims in the world probably don't know that the opposite of al-Islam, which is kufr, also has pillars. And the ulama of al-Islam, they have stated that arkanul kufr arba'a. Arkanul kufr arba'a. That the pillars of disbelief of kufr are four. The first one they have said is al-kibr. The second one is al-hasad. The third one is al-ghadab. And the fourth one is al-shahwa. Arkanul kufr arba'a. The pillars of kufr are four. The first one is arrogance or pride. The second one is hasad, which is envy and jealousy. The third one, which is ghadab, anger. And the fourth is shahwa, which is desires or love. The ulama of Islam, they have stated, Al-Kibr yamna'uhu al-inqiyad. The kibr or arrogance or pride prevents the person from submission. It prevents the person from submission. And when we look at this attribute, which is a pillar of kufr, the first pillar of kufr, we will see that it leads shaitan, the enemy, the open enemy of the human being. This is one of the main attributes of iblis, kibr. When the Muslim finds himself falling into kibr, into arrogance, into pride, then that Muslim, when he falls into this heinous pillar of kufr, he will find himself not being able to submit. As for Al-Hasid, the ulama of Al-Islam, they say that Al-Hasid yamna'u qubul al-nasiha wa qadlaha. Envy or jealousy prevents the person from giving and accepting advice. But when the person is envious of someone, or she is jealous of someone, then if that person is in need of that which the deen is nasiha itself, in most cases they will not give the nasiha to that person the advice. And in many cases they will not accept the nasiha from someone because of their envy or their jealousy. And envy and jealousy is that thing which if the creature falls into it, if the Muslim falls into envy or jealousy, in actuality, they are in enmity, they are in hatred, they are at war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who is envious or jealous of another Muslim is actually at enmity with Allah Rabbul Alameen. Why? Because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who bestows his gifts and his bounties upon his creatures. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his creature something, the person who is envious, because the nature, the innate, intrinsic nature of envy and jealousy is that you don't want that person to have what Allah is pleased with giving them. You want that person to lose that gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed on them. So therefore the person who is envious or jealous of their Muslim brother or sister, that person in actuality is at war and displeased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah has given that person, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that person beauty or given them wealth, no matter what it is. The third pillar of kufr, the ulama of Islam, they say, is al-ghadab, anger. When we look at anger, the ulama of Islam, they say that anger yamna'uhu al-adl, that anger prevents and restricts the person from being just. When the person is angry, that person will not be just. They will not be fair. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said, "Thalathun munjiyatun wa thalathun muhlikat wa thalathun kaffaratun wa thalathun darajat." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there are three things that save, and there are three things that destroy, and there are three things that atone, and there are three things that let the person graduate and elevate and go up in degrees, meaning in the next life. Those things that destroy the person, or those things that will save the person, are three. One of those three things, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that they have adl. They have justice. They have fairness. They have equity. بالغضب والرضا. العدل بالغضب والرضا. That the person is fair and just at a time of anger and a time of pleasure. It's very easy, very, very easy to be just and fair when you're in a state of satisfaction and happiness. But try being fair and just with your sister in Islam, or your brother in Islam, or your husband, or your wife, or your child, or your parent, or your co-worker. Try being just and fair with them when you're angry. So the ulama of Islam, they say that this third pillar, the pillar of kufr, is anger. Because it prevents that person from being just and fair, wa lillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. The fourth pillar of kufr, as the ulama have mentioned, is الشهوة. الشهوة. And the ulama of Islam, they say, الشهوة تمنعه تفرغ من عبادة. That desire, shahwa, lust, is that which prevents the person from being occupied with worship. When the person is a follower of his lust, when the person is a follower of his desires, this will prevent him and restrict him or her from being involved deeply in worship. The more the person follows his desires, the more the person follows his lust, the more the person stays away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the point where that person becomes a god to himself. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in his book, have you not seen those who make their desires a god besides Allah? So following the desires, following the lust, is that which will prevent the person from being involved in worship. And Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, كيف كان عاقلا من يباعر أو من يبعر. How can the person can be considered a person of intelligence? The person who will sell يبيع جنته لشهوة الساعة. The person who will sell his paradise, the garden of Allah, for one moment of pleasure. Just one time. He has to get high just one time. He has to sleep with a woman who's not his wife just one time. How can a person be considered an intelligent person, a sane person that would sell his jannah for 1 moment, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 hour of pleasure? How can he be considered intelligent? This is not an intelligent person that would sell his jannah for 1 moment, especially when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Actions are judged by the last thing you do. Meaning, whatever you are doing at the time that you die on this planet Earth, that's what you're going to be judged on. If you have that glass vial in your hand and Allah takes your soul, that's what you're going to be judged on. If you're between the four branches, as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called it, the four branches of a woman, and Allah takes your soul at that moment, then that's what you're going to be judged on. If you have that marijuana in your mouth when Allah takes your soul, or you're robbing that store when Allah takes your soul, or you're backbiting the Muslim, or you're slandering the Muslim, and Allah takes your soul at that moment, that's what you're going to be judged on, and that's what you're going to be raised on Yawm al-Qiyamah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us far away from these four pillars of kufr. The four pillars of kufr once again are kibr, al-hasad, al-ghadab, and al-shahwa. Arrogance and pride, envy or jealousy, extreme anger, and desires. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان.